USA Radio News.
Currently going on, President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, is testifying before a Senate Intelligence Committee. Let's take a listen to a portion of her opening statement.
The law provides that no individual in U.S. custody may be subjected to any interrogation, technique, or approach that is not authorized by and listed in the Army Field Manual.
As that hearing is going on, President Trump is also holding a cabinet meeting where he was asked if he believes he should win the Nobel Prize.
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world, not for even here. I want victory for the world, because that's what we're talking about. So that's the only prize I want.
Could something still scuttle this meeting?
Everything can be scuttled.
This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi indicated that her party would like to roll back the tax reform law passed last year if they gain control of Congress in November. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert says there's only one reason she wants a bipartisan tax bill.
She said, we want a bipartisan tax increase. In other words, and what's crazy is when she was speaker before, she would get Republicans to vote for her crazy stuff. But she wants it bipartisan so they don't get thrown out when they raise taxes, which is what they really want to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Three Americans detained in North Korea for more than a year are on their way back to the United States with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, President Donald Trump announced today. The release of the detainees came as Pompeo visited North Korea yesterday to finalize plans for a historic summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
One of the big stories today is the confirmation hearing of Gina Haspel for CIA director. Let's take a listen to a more extended version of an exchange had today on Capitol Hill.
My time is short and that respectfully is not responsive to the question. That was a period where the agency was capturing fewer detainees, waterboarding was no longer approved, and especially in light of that Washington Post story, I would really like to have on the record whether you ever called for the program to be continued, which it sure sounds to me like your answer suggested. You said, well, we were doing our job. It ought to be continued.
Senator, may I just say that I don't know which Washington Post story you're referring to, but let me say this about myself. After 9/11, I didn't look to go sit on the Swiss desk. I stepped up. I was not on the sidelines. I was on the front lines in the Cold War, and I was on the front lines in the fight against Al-Qaeda. I'm very proud of the fact that we captured the perpetrator of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I think we did extraordinary work. To me, the tragedy is that the controversy surrounding the interrogation program, which as I've already indicated to Senator Warner, I fully understand that, but it has cast a shadow over what has been a major contribution to protecting this country.
This is USA Radio News.